The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Hello, welcome to the Raven and the Blues in the wee hours. It's funny how isn't that odd? Oh, I know what I didn't do. I didn't set it for single. Ah, oh, there we go. I'll just make some amendments. There we go. Sorry about that. It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. Isn't it funny how in the wee hours means different things? That when you're young, it's boogieing until 3 or 4 in the morning. And when you're older, it means getting up in the night. In the next 58 minutes, we've got some great blues music, new and old. That was Professor Longhair. He was a huge influence for somebody we're featuring later in the programme, Dr. John. And in fact, you could safely say that lots of the acts on this week's programme are influenced by somebody else on the programme. That is a track taken from the really excellent sampler album from Alligator Records that came out this year, celebrating 35 years of Alligator Records, because Bruce Aglauer formed the label in 1971. It's a 2-CD set. It's called 35 by 35. And as you can guess, there are 35 tracks commemorating all of those 35 years. And that's from round about, I would think, the late 1970s, probably about early 1980. Okay, from something which has been new, even though it's a compilation, to something that is new and it's not a compilation. Actually, it's not new. We've featured about 6 tracks from it. Watermelon Slim and The Workers, the album of the same name. Here he is with Frisco Line.
Thank you. ever see, boys? Frisco, but a cruel old Santa Fe. Was a mean old Frisco, not a cruel old Santa Fe. Like I mean old train, long black train, threw rocks and gravel in my face. What you gonna do when your troubles get like mine? What you gonna do when your troubles get like mine? Whiskey, wipe it down with turpentine. I'll play a band. What you gonna do when you ain't got nothing left to lose? Gonna go on down to Oklahoma, push my Tahoe County, yeah, sing them country blues.
Played five tracks from it. That's the sixth. Watermelon Slim and the Workers is the album, and that's Watermelon Slim. That's also the album's title too, and that is called Frisco Line. Okay, let's go back in time now. Somebody we haven't featured for a long time on the program. It's Nina Simone. I've got a great email from Karen Banks. Thank you, Karen, a listener to the program from London. And she kindly pointed out one of the links that I had to Mikey Jr., who's coming up later in the program too. One of the links I had was broken. And it's often the case, because bearing in mind, if you go to the Raven and the Blues site at bfbs.com/R&B and click on the links to earlier programs, bearing in mind it goes back 6 and 7 years, sometimes artists have changed their websites or record labels have changed, and so links do get broken. And this one obviously worked when I first installed it, but doesn't now. So if you are browsing the Raven and the Blues site and find a broken link, it's really helpful if you can help me to fix it, basically. And thank you for your kind words, Karen. I will be fixing the Mikey Redmond links later in the program. Later this week, actually. And you mentioned the fact that I'm sort of supporting, if you like, female blues singers. And you also mentioned somebody called Carrie Simpson, who I'll be looking out for. But in this week's programme, we're going to have quite a handful of blues singers, both current and past. And here is Nina Simone from the past with Work Song.
Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of crime. I hold it steady right there while I hear it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. I'm working, I'm working, but I still got so heavy. far to go. I committed crime, Lord, I need crime of being hungry and poor. I left the grocery store man breathing when he caught me robbing his store. Holding steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Sweet honey baby, gonna break this chain off the rung. I'm gonna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, show his heart in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Oh, I've been working and working, but I still got so terribly far to go.
The magnificent Nina Simone. Way back in the 60s, she actually made me cry with one of her records. It was just so touching. It got straight to my heart. Staggering voice. As she got older, she became more and more irascible and impossible to work with. And many is the story I read of people who've gone to Nina Simone concerts where she's either walked on stage, stared at the audience, and then walked back off stage again. But a great artist and also a great influence to our next person on the programme, who is also going to be our guest next week. We featured a track from his album Love Stories about 4 or 5 weeks ago. He is DK Ibomika. I hope I pronounced it right. I'll find out in a week's time. He's from Nigerian parents. He's Canadian. Huge guy. 6'7". And his new album, his debut album, is called Love Stories. He's got a superb voice, and he admits quite openly his main influences in the jazzy, soul-y, bluesy field were Ray Charles and Nina Simone. Here he is off his latest album, a taster of our guests next week. This is called Dedicated to You.
My way to you. one half as wondrous as you are. That star would be like my heart and me.
Wonderful stuff. DK Ibomika is his name. We've already played Sugar in My Bowl from Nina Simone, who wrote it originally about 3 or 4 weeks ago. The album has been out about 3 or 4 weeks or thereabouts. He made his debut in the UK on Canada Day at Trafalgar Square at Canadian High Commission's celebration and was a massive success there. He's worked on the same promoted label as Diana Krall, Norah Jones, and he's going to be our guest next week. Whether he's going to be able to play, I'm not quite sure. It's all a bit up in the air. We could be just playing tracks from the album. He may be bringing some live stuff in with him. But I'll be finding about his influences, because he's only just a young guy, too. And what it's like being a musician in Canada, out of Nigerian immigrants, all those sort of things. And so, sort of the usual interview session on the programme in a week's time. And it's also been confirmed Eric Bibb will be our guest, my guest, in about 3 weeks' time, too. So it's a nice November full of live guests. I opened the programme with Professor Longhair and said that he'd been a big influence of Dr. John. Listen to the influence here, taken from the album Dr. John Plays Mac Rebenack. This is The Nearness of You. Imagination, darling, and you.
baby, and it's you and all the stars above. We're just an innocent love, 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 loving you.
There is a second album, Dr. John Plays Mac Rebenach number 2, but I haven't yet got that, but I've heard it on other blues shows on the net. But that's the Legendary Sessions Volume 1, and Dr. John with The Nearness of You. Here's a new album, which has just been released here in the UK about 2 weeks ago, on October the 14th, although the material itself is not new at all. That was recorded way back, 31 years ago, on January the 10th, and also the 13th, in Teresa's Lounge in Chicago Southside. There's a great set on Vanguard Records of Chicago the Blues Today, recorded in the 60s, when the south side of Chicago was alive with blues. By the 70s, some areas, well, I suppose mellowed in some respects, but Teresa's hadn't. And here is Junior Wells, a great CD, live at Teresa's 1975, not only just Junior, but also featuring Bitha Smith and Sammy Lawhorn as well. Let's take the first track from it, Little by Little.
Yeah.
How many people in the audience there? It seems like quite a small crowd. Junior Wells, live at Teresa's from 1975, and that's the establishing number, the one where you come on stage and you've done a bit of sort of warming up in the dressing room, but you need something just to get yourself into a groove. A good establishing number, and there it is, Little by Little, and we'll play something like Snatch It Back and Hold It, which is a second track on the album, in a couple of weeks' time when the band have got into their stride. Together with the CD when it came from Delmark Records, also came a printout of the Reader, Chicago's free weekly newspaper, and it's got a list of all the entertainments, and it's just, I can't really, I knew that Chicago's South Side was big in the 1960s, but I just hadn't realised it was as big as it was. There's a complete 6 columns, quite small print size, font size, all of the blues clubs and who's on over a 3 or 4 day period. Quite staggering. Where to now? Let's go back to Canada. DK Obimika is from Canada, and also so is our next artist, Summer and the Sinners. Here's a track from her album which came out in the summer of this year, Boogie with the Devil. We featured it before from Albert King, the Hamsters and Etta James, but here's her very fine take of Breaking Up Somebody's Home.
I said I got no other door.
a super album. It's called Boogie with the Devil, Summer and the Sinners, out of Canada. It's amazing, looking at the amount of Canadian acts that we feature on The Raven and the Blues. DK Iwilmiko, which we've already covered earlier in the programme, and then so many others too. It does seem that blues is thriving in the country of Canada, which is rather good news. Okay, let's move now to somebody who we featured both in different names over the last 4 or 5 weeks. First of all, in his real name as James Hunter, off his album People Gonna Talk. Last week we featured him in a former alter ego back 20 years ago as Howlin' Wilf. Back here we are again now with James Hunter. Title track of the album, People Gonna Talk.
Like a stone, but please let that decision be your own. I know people gonna talk the way they do sometimes, but don't let them change your mind. I can wait around forever if it has to be that long, just as long as it's you I'm waiting on. I know people gonna talk the way they do sometimes, but don't let them change your mind.
Sam Cooke with the reggae influence. Title track. The album is People Gonna Talk. We've already played 3 tracks from it. That's the fourth. I just think it's great. It's getting towards the end of 2006, and so in the next week or three, I'll be sitting down and trying to work out what was my favourite album of the year. That's going to be in the top five, without a doubt. It's the sort of thing which you can't... I don't think you can just play it from beginning to end without some break along the way. It's not that it's samey. It's just... It's a lovely album. I like every track on it. James Hunter there, and People Gonna Talk. And that's... You can get the link to that on the Raven and the Blues website. Talking of the website, since the programme changed to its new time, we presumably have gained some listeners who can't listen at 7 o'clock on a UK time on a Friday evening. And consequently, therefore, a listening is a listen again, because the listen again figures have gone up quite dramatically. Not the podcast download figures, but the listen again ones. In other words, you have to click on the link. So if you do have internet access and you're using listen again, it's worth doing the podcast, because then it just comes automatically. Whenever there's a new programme, bing, it arrives in your computer, either straight to your MP3 player or onto your computer, whichever, and then you can choose to listen to it whenever you like. You're not tied to listening online, so to speak. So if you're using Listen Again, there is a podcast version. It's exactly the same, and the instructions of how to get it on the Raven and the Blue site, which you will find at bfbs.com/R&B. Let's have a look at the Frapper map again. As I've mentioned, if you put your pin in the map now, I can't tell when I've got new people unless you put a what's called a shout out along the way. So welcome to Michael Waters from Austin, Texas. That's a place I'm hoping to be going to in 2007. Thanks for your kind comments. And I think I mentioned you last week, Tam, from Bingley in England. That's quite close to Bradford in the north of England. And thanks for your link on the pin as well, or your pin on the map. If you want to put your pin on the map, again, it's quite simple. Just go to the Frapper map and find the things accordingly. Okay, here's somebody. I've played every track on the album apart from this one. The album is called Blues Mongrel. His name is Carlos del Junco. This is quite long, and it's got a very heavy start. But having said all of that, it's just great, great harp playing. Carlos del Junco, Blues Mongrel, and this is Blues with a Feeling.
He's rolling. We'll be right back. woman that I love. I'm just one and everything. Gonna work out a ride. Lose with a feeling. Oh, now, babe, that's what I had today. Find my babe. Take me all night and day.
Written by one great harmonica player, Little Walter, and performed originally by him and also by many others along the way. That's a very different version from Carlos Del Junco. The album Blues Mongrel, been out a long time now, a couple of years, and now we've played every track from the album, and that is Blues with a Feeling. I'm old enough to go back quite a long way, and when I first started in radio back in the 1970s, the record company reps were always dead keen, full of excitement. They'd come in and say, hey, we've got this great album from so-and-so. A lot of the time they didn't mean it. There's one guy I know, though, who runs his own promotion company called Golly Gallagher. His company's called Gopher It Promotions, and he handles mostly blues artists. And if you know what I mean, he sort of types in not just capital letters, but capital letters and multiple exclamation marks. He's always just so excited. And I got a letter from him this week saying, I was in the Jolly Huntsman in Chippenham, and I saw Darren Nauendorf. Wow! Exclamation mark 6 times. He can really play that guitar and vocals. Wow! Tracks from him on Bob Harris show. Thought it sounded good. Thought you might be interested. Here is the album. So Darren Nauendorf is his name. The Rattling Wheel is his album. It's his first, well, I was going to say professional one. He sold over 12,000 albums at the back of his car doing live gigs. But now he's got a record deal. It's a mixture of different styles and genres. I think it's rather fine. It's called The Rattling Wheel. And here is the first track from it. It's called Shipwrecked. Better to be shipwrecked, man, than never say. sale in his promotion notes. Darren is made up of many root styles, blues, folk, Americana, but his music style actually is none of those. It's a compilation of them all. It's his new album. It's called The Rattling Wheel. That's the first track we played from it, making his debut on the programme. Darren Nauendorf, and that is Shipwrecked. I did say there'd be a higher proportion than usual of ladies on the programme this week, and so let's stick to that and go to Alligator Records again, and the excellent band Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. Taken from their album Ain't Gonna Hush, this is called If I Should Die Tonight.
Should die tonight, you know I won't die blue. I've had so much love in my life. I've had you. My sun is setting, and my body is moving slow, but I won't be blue anytime I go. But a love like ours could never be denied. Oh, we had to fight for it. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. The angels, angels all around me. And there's an angel in my bed. There's moonlight for my pillow, starlight for my spread. I won't be kicking, I won't be screaming. There'll be a smile on my face. I'll be in my baby's arms as I leave this place. So don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Our love is such a precious one. There'll be love everlasting, and when I'm gone, it won't be done. I'll be with you always, yes I will, yes I will. So Grim Reaper, here is the harvest. Oh, it's rich, rich and full and ripe. And you know I'm going down easy if I should die tonight. I say I'm going down easy if I should die tonight.
morbid, isn't it? Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, If I Should Die Tonight. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. If you'd like to contact me, it's pretty simple. dave.raven@bfbs.com. Don't forget the website, bfbs.com/R&B. A chance to hear the show all over again and follow links to everything you need to know. Let's go out with a track from B.B. King and 1990's visit to San Quentin Prison. It's called Peace to the World. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Here's a song I hope you'll like. About us all getting together and bringing peace to the world.